Los Lobos are here, and we are happy. World Cafe fans know their career more than those who may only know them for their cover of Ritchie Valens' La Bamba. Their new album is called The Town and the City, and it is a rich personal comment on the immigration debate from the band whose parents all immigrated from Mexico to East L.A. I began by asking Luis Perez how the concept for the album came about.
Yeah, well, it didn't start off as a concept, to tell you the truth. You know, we... A couple songs. Well, first of all, the writing process, got to let you know that. We don't go into the studio with like 20 songs. We don't sit down and spend months putting a whole bunch of, you know, a stockpile of songs before we go into the studio. We write a couple, we go into the studio, and then the whole thing evolves from there. You know, we write as we record. So we start with a couple songs. And after about two or three songs, we realized that the songs were starting to head in some kind of direction. Because we're not writing all the time, like, you know, throughout the year, you know, we tour, we have lives back home with the family and kids and all that. So when time to make a record, we spend the time to write songs right there on the spot. So it's usually like a snapshot of what's going on with the band or what's going on in the world or whatever. You know, it's stuff you can't separate from your work. We started to see kind of a story started to unfold, and I just kind of went along with it. And whether specifically it was written about what a lot of people are picking up about immigration, I think that, again, is something that it's hard to separate. You know, we're Mexican-American kids, sons of immigrants. Hard to separate that from what you do.
One of my favorites is, and I noticed that, Cesar, you have the words to this written out here, is Chico's Cumbia. And explain, this doesn't sound like straight Spanish to me. What's going on with this song?
It's a cumbia. It's one of our favorite dance rhythms. And it's just too heavy. I can't talk about it. It's really deep. No, actually, it's sung in Spanish, but it's a little kind of half and half, you know, Spanglish. It's a half and half. It's kind of street stuff.
From
it's a Pachuco song.
Yeah, well, now explain to people what
Pachuco
means.
It's a Zoot Suit song, man. You know?
Okay. So the 50s and 60s in L.A.?
Yeah, that's what inspired it, you know.
Cool. Well, this is Chico's Cumbia.
Yeah.
Vamos al dance, a pachanguear. Voy con los vatos de mi clantón. Voy a encontrar a mi querer, a tirar changla, que sabroso, que suave está esa canción, esta rola del corazón, porque al bailar soy muy feliz, a chiquitita tú eres la razón, qué bonito suena esta cumbia, cumbia, lo vato le gusta, a la Chucos cumbia, qué bonito suena esta cumbia, cumbia. Vamos al club a pachanguear. Voy con los vatos de mi clandón. Voy a encontrar a mi querer, a tirar changla, que sabroso, que suave está esta canción, esta rola del corazón, porque al bailar soy muy feliz, a chiquitita tú eres la razón, qué bonito suena esta cumbia, cumbia, al vato le gusta, baila Chucos cumbia, qué bonito suena esta cumbia, cumbia, los vatos le gustan, baila Chucos cumbia.
Thank you.
Indeed, Chuco's Cumbia, another one from the town and the city. Los Lobos are playing live today. And the new album, The Town and the City, as we mentioned, is a lot to do about immigration. But one of the things that this band has always done is tell stories through little individual character studies, little characters along the way. And the Road to Gila band, David, maybe you can talk a little bit about this one. What's going on in this song? Where does this one fit in?
Well, you know, it's the same. The guy's, you know, making it across the border, coming in, trying to make his way to California, and it's just kind of, it's the trip, step by step, pretty much, and just what he's going through
along the way. And so this is the Road to Gila band.
Ain't no garlands over night. Thank you. Cougar Starlight on the drum set.
Hold On and the Road to Gila Band, two more from the town of the city as Los Lobos are playing live for us today. The if people have seen you live, I want to ask this question. I want to know what your relationship is with La Bamba now, because it was a song you did early on, then it became a huge hit, then it kind of dropped out of the set, but you're doing it nowadays. Do you have a love-hate thing with La Bamba? Or?
No, we've always hated it. No. we grew up listening to it. You know, we didn't know really quite the history of Ritchie Valens when we were kids. You know, it just was part of the staple of you know what we grew up on. All these Bugattis, Ritchie Valens, and so, you know, Donna, Come On, Let's Go, and we really didn't know much about him until later on after we went through this whole renaissance of Mexicanness. So we always liked the song. We played it. It was one of the very first rock tunes that we played as the Electric Los Lobos after 10, 11 years of playing as an acoustic, folkloric Mexican band. So we always dug it. Then this thing happened, and for a while there, you know, it was a little peculiar, but it's great. It's a great song. It's, you know, the first kid ever to put, you know, Mexican folk song on the charts, you know.
And it more than once, yeah. Now you mentioned this sort of period of time when you started experimenting, stretching things out with Chad. And there's, I kind of made a request for a song from kind of in that era, Mas y Mas. If you could do that one.
Yeah, here goes. That was on what record, anyway? That was on. Oh, hey, trivia for
Colossal
all you
Head.
Listeners.
Colossal Head, huh?
It was on Colossal Head, which was a. Yeah. Anyway. I'm terrible at Jeopardy, but anyway. Thanks a lot for all your support and throughout the years of WXPN. Thanks.
Absolutely.
detrás. Dame chispas, baby, dame más y más. Un paso para adelante, otro para detrás. Dame chispas, dame más y más y más.
Once again, Los Lobos, live on the World Cafe.
Thanks. Thank you. It's not very much.